Good morning. This is Monday Morning Motivations. We're glad you're here. Last week, we established we were dealing with in Ephesians 3 and verse 18 that we may comprehend the love of Christ in our lives and that we may be filled with the fullness of God. One of the things that we need to pray for and one of the things we need to believe God for is his fullness. Lord, your love for me is fuller than I'll ever imagine. Your love for me cares. Your love for me grants me the consolation in my trials. So fill me with the knowledge, fill me with the fullness of God where there's no holes or crevices. And then Paul moves to verse 20 and says, now unto him, and this is his benediction, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think to the, according to the power that worketh in us. This verse is loaded. First of all, too often we use these benedictions as the end sentence. It's not. After Paul explains the importance of the fullness of God, as Paul explains the fact that we are constrained by God, we're constrained by the love of God, he says, now unto him. Unto him is Jesus. Now unto Jesus, who is able, he's able to do whatever he wants to do. He's able to do far exceedingly abundantly. Look at these superlatives. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In other words, you can't even imagine what God's going to do in your life. You can't articulate what God's going to do in your life because His will for your life is greater than you can comprehend. He says, according to the power, Holy Spirit, that's noun working, kratos in the Greek, there is a bulldozer that's pushing to the side all my doubt, my history, my anger, all my fleshliness, according, it's working in us. Working is a participle, meaning it's a continuous process. God is working in us to do far exceedingly abundantly above. God is working in us to bring us to the point of praise. God is working in us to bring us to the point of victory. God is working in us to bring us out of our sin and into sanctification. God is working in us to give us joy in the midst of our junk. God is working in us so that all things are working, another participle, together for the good of them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. You be happy today. You be joyful today because God is working in you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you.